This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Using fresh calculations from Auto Data and Ward's Intelligence, car and truck sales are down 6.7% September to October. This is a reading on consumer sentiment, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Motor vehicle sales didn't fall into a pothole in October because consumers are tapped out from inflation or because automakers have jacked up prices because of tariffs. Instead, it's all about federal subsidies for electric vehicles, or EVs. They've been in place for years until the Trump administration canceled them beginning October 1st. So, says Nationwide economist Ben Ayers,
August and September, anyone who still wanted to get that credit tried to buy an electric vehicle. And once that expired, EV sales really fell off the table.
With federal subsidies, EVs reached about 8% of overall sales in the U.S. Drivers like them, environmentalists like them. But with subsidies gone, EV sales aren't likely to fully rebound for months or years, says Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research, for just one reason, cost.
The average EV is 16% more expensive. So if you look at September, about $58,000, the average new vehicle cost about $50,000, which was a record high.
And now, with federal support for EVs gone, automakers aren't likely to invest in new technology and production. Instead, Nelson says,
we're expecting to see internal combustion engine vehicles retake some of that market share from EVs that they had lost over the last few years.
Gas-electric hybrids, meanwhile, aren't affected by the end of federal EV subsidies.
The hybrid market is red hot right now. Four automakers invested very heavily, now benefiting from that in terms of market share gains. Toyota, Honda, Ford, and Hyundai Kia.
EV sales are still growing strongly abroad, especially in Europe and China. Tesla is the only major U.S.-based auto company making a significant play in those markets. But lately, it's been struggling. Sales in Europe have fallen sharply, partly because of Elon Musk's political unpopularity there, says Columbia Business School climate economist Gernot Wagner. He says in China, Tesla's problem isn't politics, it's prices.
There are cheaper, better electric vehicles available on the market.
Tesla's fiercest competitor, Chinese automaker BYD, sells new EVs for as little as $10,000, just a fraction of the cost of a new Tesla. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.